yours. So you might have your little piece of paper here with all your friends on it. Now, I really love this passage because Paul is somebody who I often think of. He writes in a very educated kind of way. And if you read the rest of the book of Romans, it's actually quite intense. There's a lot of things to get your head around. But this last chapter is a real glimpse, I think, into the personal Paul. Because here you hear all about his friends. And you get a glimpse about who are the people who have walked with him in his ministry. Many years ago, when I was quite a new Christian, I went to a fellowship and somebody there had a word for me. They said they felt that God wanted to tell me that he was going to provide stepping stones for me along the way. And I believe that God has done that, but all those stepping stones have been people who've come into my life at different times to help me on my journey of faith. God has made us to be in relationship with him, but also in relationship with each other. Friendships are so important, and I think that's one of the things that's been the hardest for us over these last few months, isn't it? Not being able to see people. And we realise that being on the phone, this isn't quite the same as having a face-to-face chat. I saw one of my closest friends this week in her garden, and it was just lovely. I just realised that it's different when you actually see people face-to-face and chat to them. We've learned a lot about Paul in the last few months. We've been going through Acts. We've looked at his conversion, his teaching, his faith. So today we're just going to have a look at his friends. I want to just pick out a few people from here, not all of them because there are loads. The first one was right at the beginning. It says in verse 3, Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. And these are people that Paul worked alongside as a tent maker. He was working in a particular job to spread the good news of Jesus to people in many different cities. But he also needed a job to get some income, and he worked as a tent maker with Priscilla and Aquila. So I wonder, who are the people that you work alongside? Or if you're retired, who are the people that you did work alongside? Most of us now have a kind of mixed feelings about the different people we work with. There'll be some people that we just respect but keep a distance from, but there will often be one or two people that we form really close friendships with through our working lives that carry on all through our lives. God has enabled me through the years to work with some really lovely people. For a lot of years, I worked for the church, but before that, I didn't. I worked in an office. And in those days, one of the things that I really valued was there were a few other Christians who worked there, and we used to get together in our lunch hour once a week to chat and to pray for each other. I found that a real blessing and really helpful. And one lady, Jill, who was my boss back in 1986, lives in Fingist, and we've kept in touch through the years, mostly exchanging Christmas cards. But we've also met up at Deanery Synod through the years because she's been on the Deanery Synod over in Fingist. And it was in 2019, earlier on, I think February, when I was chatting to her at a Deanery Synod, and I was reaching the end of my curacy and looking for jobs. And she said to me, I should apply to St. James, because her good friend Jenny Rowan had told her all about you lot. And so I did. There we go. So that friendship bore fruit even such a long time, after many, many years after we'd worked together. And I think those friendships that go through the years are so important, aren't they? And then in verse 7, we read about Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. And these are friends who walk through tough times with us. And often the strongest friendships are formed in those very tough times, aren't they? With people who are willing to stick with us and keep walking with us, even when time gets really hard. I found that we often have different kinds of friendships. We have those where maybe we look up to the other person, we tend to go to them for support. Or we have friendships where somebody tends to come more to us and we tend to support them more. And then we also have those mutual friendships where we support each other through difficult times. And often it's a kind of seesaw, isn't it? One of my best friends from school, Nadine, was very supportive to me when my parents split up. And then a few years later, the same thing happened to her, and I was able to support her through that. None of us go through life unscathed by difficult times or pain. And sometimes it's really good to look back and to see who's helped you through those times. Sometimes it's not till a really long time afterwards that we're able to appreciate just how helpful those people have been. One of the things I try to do when I write a birthday card or maybe a Christmas card is to say to my friends, thank you for the ways in which they've supported me or been there for me through that last year. And then there's those who've really nurtured us. In verse 13, it said, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. That lady had really nurtured Paul, been like a parent. And I think through our lives, God often puts along the way people who act in loco parentis to us, people who are a bit like parents towards us. And I've certainly found that in all the years since I've left home, there have often been people who've just nurtured me, you know, given me a meal or taking me in for a cup of tea, people who've acted like a parent. I wonder if any of you are in that place right now where you're nurturing somebody else, where you're acting like a parent to somebody else, or maybe God wants you to, perhaps be listening out for that. And then lastly, there are those people who share our faith and our mission. Verse 12 says, greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. One of the things that was obvious to me from the start here at St. James is the strong relationships that you all have with one another as a result of journeying together. And like all these ladies just mentioned here, you have all worked so hard in the Lord just to keep St. James's going, to maintain the church, and also to care for one another. And I know it's been really hard for you at times, but I think that we have a shared goal and a vision that bonds us together. And over the last year, as we've journeyed together, looking at our vision, trying some new things, and just spending time together, I feel like we've grown in depth of friendship and relationship, and also in depth of faith as we've really encouraged each other and talked together about the things that God's doing in our lives. I love our thank you time at the beginning of our service, where we're thankful for things that God's doing. And also listening to you talking about how much you've enjoyed the reading the Bible together or doing the daily prayers where we've all been praying for the same thing or reading the same thing. I think that helps us to grow in that sense of journeying together. So now just have a look at your people that you've cut out. I wonder if just looking at them, you can identify different aspects of friendship that Paul has been talking about. Are there people on your list that you have worked alongside? Or people who've walked through tough times with you? Or people who've really nurtured you? Or people who share your faith and your mission? Or of course, it could be all four of them. So in a minute, we're going to have a little bit of quiet. We're going to ask God to remind us of the ways in which these people have helped us through the years, or maybe some other people who God just wants to put in your head now, and just to thank him for putting them in your life. And it might be that after this, you want to write to someone to say thank you, or you just want to pray for them. So let's just have a moment now of just focusing and listening to God as we think about our friends. Dear Lord God, we do thank you for our friends. We thank you for all the people that you've put into our lives to journey with us through the years. And Lord, we just want to, in another moment of quiet, just lift up to you any particular need that those friends have right now. We do just particularly want to pray for Hilary's friend who very sadly lost her son this week. We ask that you would be close to her. We thank you, Lord, for that gift of friendship that you give to us. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to...